So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Beis continues. Ubisil Oimrim Bepruta Ubishava Pruta. Basil maintains that a mere kop of pruta, the smallest monetary unit, suffices for kedushin. At first, the Gemara assumed pruta kolduhu kedachashvelahu leinchi. Any pruta is sufficient, regardless of its current value, even if its weight is adjusted up or down, causing its value to fluctuate. However, our Mishnah clearly states kamehi pruta echad mishmoyne beisir talki, giving an exact ratio for the value of the pruta to the silver isser, and even in later generations. Shirub kamehi pruta, exact measurements were calculated. Shirub simoi bidoroi, echad mishmoyne beisir talki. Reb Simoi calculated a pruta as 1/8 of an isser, while Shirub Reb Distai, Reb Yana, Reb Oishia, echad mishisha beisir talki. Others calculated as 1/6 of an isser. Clearly, in pruta pachis mekan, there is a minimum value of an acceptable pruta. The Gemara cites a braisa as a source for this machlokes. Pruta sha'amar chachamim, echad mishmoyne beisir talki. A pruta is valued at 1/8 of an isser, based on the following calculation. Sheish ma kesef dinner. There are 6 silver ma to the dinner. And ma, shnei pundyin. Pundyin, shnei isaran. A ma contains 2 pundyin, each of which contain 2 isser. Isser, shnei musmisim. Masmus, shnei kontronunken. Kontronk, shnei prutais. Each isser equals 2 masmus, each of which equals 2 kontronk, each of which equals 2 prutais. Accordingly, nimtza pruta achas mishmoyne beisir talki. There are 8 prutais in each isser. And if we figure back up to a dinner, 8 prutas to an isser, 4 isurim to a ma, are 32 prutas in a ma, and 6 ma to a dinner gives us a total of 192 prutas in a dinner. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel enumerates the ratios of different coins. Shleisha hadrasin lama, shnei heinatsin lahadras. A ma contains 3 hadras, each of which contains 2 hanets. Shnei shamanim lahanets, beis prutas lashaman. Each hanetz equals 2 shaman, each of which equals 2 prutais. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, there are 24 prutais in a ma, and he agrees with the Tanakhama that there are 4 isser to the ma. Nimtza pruta achas mishisha b'isser talki. There are 6 prutais in every isser. And if we figure back up to a dinner, 6 prutais to an isser, 4 isserim to a ma, are 24 prutais in a ma, and 6 ma to a dinner gives us a total of 144 prutais in a dinner. However, the Gemara suggests that Reb Simoi and Reb Distai both agree with the Tanakhama, and the pruta remains at a constant ratio of 192 pruta to the dinner. Rather, it is the isra that fluctuates. Hade eker isurei kum chavdalad bezuzah. When the isra increased in value, there were only 24 isra in every dinner, and so the isra was worth 8 prutas. Hade zol isurei kum tlasin betrein bezuzi. When its value decreased, there were 32 isser in the dinner, and so every isser was worth only 6 prutas. The Gemara now discusses how to evaluate if something is worth a pruta. Amar Shmuel, kitcha b'tamara, afilo oimid kur tamarim b'dinner mukadeshes. A date can be used for kedushin, even if a very large measure of dates is worth only a dinner. And so every individual date is valued at far less than a pruta, because cheshin and shema shava pruta b'madai. It might be worth a full pruta in madai, where dates are less common. However, the Gemara points out Shmuel's ruling accomplishes only Kedushei Safik, so it will only be Safik Mukadeshes. But the Mishnah which states Bepruta Ubeshava Pruta and calculates the value of a Pruta is teaching Kedushei Vadai, so we can determine when a woman is definitely married. However, Rav Chisda disagrees with Shmuel. As the Gemara relates, yes, Rav Chisda v'komesharle, Rav Chisda evaluated a certain stone to determine whether it was worth a Pruta at his locale and ruled, I is Beshava Pruta in, v'iles Beshava Pruta loy. If it's not worth a pruta here, the kedushin is not valid at all, even misafik, because le saver le de Shmuel. He disagrees with Shmuel and does not reckon with the value of an object in a different place. The Gemara cites a related ruling. Hahu gavar da'akdish b'shutisa da'asa b'shuka. A fellow was mekadish a woman with a hadas twig in the marketplace, whereupon Rav Yosef issued the following ruling. Nagde kerav v'itzruch gita k'shmuel. He receives lashes for performing kedushin in the marketplace, which is considered a promiscuous behavior. However, she does require a get because the twig may be worth a pruta elsewhere. The Gemara explains that Rav would dispense lashes for the following wrongdoings. Adam Mekadesh b'shuka, v'adam Mekadesh b'biyah, v'adam Mekadesh b'loy shiduchi. For performing kedushin in a marketplace, for kedushin through biyah, or for kedushin without previously arranging the shiduch. V'adam mevatel gita, for canceling an agent delivering a get, which may result in his wife mistakenly thinking she is divorced. V'adam masa moedah agita, for publicizing that Bezdin coerced a husband to write a get, thereby spreading rumors about her children, v'al demitzar shlucha derabbanan, for hitting an agent of the court, v'al dechal l'shamte ilavei tlas en yoimin, for remaining excommunicated for more than 30 days and not repenting, v'al chasna dedar bechamua, and for living in the same house as his mother-in-law. However, now, do'i amri, al demekadish bebiya b'loi shaduchi, we dispense lashes for performing kiddush bia only where the marriage was not previously arranged. Others claim that this is so even if the marriage was previously arranged, because kiddush bia is inherently promiscuous. The Gemara tells a related story. A man performed kiddushin with a mat of hadas twigs. When he was informed that les b'shul pruta, it was not worth a pruta, he said, "Tikdashu b'dalet zuzi de ispa." She should be mukadeshes with the money concealed in it. Whereupon shaklasa v'ishtika. She retained the money, but did not explicitly consent to be mukadeshes with the money. Rava ruled that she is not mukadeshes, because shtikusa del achamat mois lav klomi. Her silence is meaningless, because it occurred after he already gave the money. As Rashi explains, haydeshaska mishum deleichbisla. She did not bother responding. Meima amra meikara lava daite dehochikablasinu. I did not originally accept the money for this purpose. Rava proves this principle from the following brisa. Kinsi sella zubipikadin. V'chazava amar lo hiskachli boy. If someone deposits money with a woman and then attempts to be mekadesha with that money, la'achar matan mois. Ratzasa mukadeshes. If she expresses her consent, the condition is effective. Loi ratzasa, ain't mukadeshes. If she remains silent, it's not effective. Clearly, her silence after receiving the money does not imply consent. However, the Gemara differentiates. Hasamateris pekadin yahavinin ala. The Brisa discusses where she received the money for safekeeping. Therefore, Savra, Isha Dinulu Mitfiri Mechayavna Bahu. She does not cast them away, because she will be responsible for them. However, Hacha Bataris Kedushin Yahavinu Nehala. In Rava's case, she's holding the money for Kedushin. Ve'i Isa Delay Nichala Lishadinu. If she does not consent to the marriage, she should throw them down. This clearly indicates that she agrees to the marriage. However, Rava responds, Atu Kulinash Dina Gemiri? Not all women are so knowledgeable. She may assume in this case as well that she would be responsible. Therefore, we cannot assume that she consented. The Gemara concludes, those who heard the objection to Rava must be stringent and require a get.